How are you doing?
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I just basically paced around a lot of campus, so I'm a little bit out of breath, but I'll catch it. I'll catch it soon.
I was literally just writing in a cafe for a couple hours, so who knows?
Vibey,
Probably, or is it me just trying to catch up with NaNoWriMo? Who knows? I'm only
Oh,
10,000 words behind.
how's it? Okay, what's your count?
We're at 1,100.
Okay.
We're halfway through the month.
NaNoWriMo is hard. No one's gonna blame you, but
Yeah.
everyone.
I'm gonna try to catch up over Thanksgiving break when I'm not having to do like 1,000 papers.
You know,
Let's do it.
I still haven't had a paper in college yet.
That's insane. I've
I
had
know.
like 20.
I haven't had a single one.
Do you have a required writing class you have to take?
No, my Lang score
Oh, well,
satisfied that class.
technically mine should have, but they didn't give me credit for it till 2 weeks into the semester. So,
Oh, anyway.
anyway, hi, welcome to a double-sided story. I'm Lilia.
I'm Eleanor. And
And this week's topic, this month's topic is Thanksgiving.
am thankful for my memory because I definitely would have made the same mistake as you. I don't know why I said that. Anyways, it is a month, not a week. Could you imagine how crazy this would be if we did it once a week?
I would kill myself for the editing.
We would not be able to have kept it up as long as we have.
No. Shout out to one of my new friends in college who is currently listening through our old episodes, like the sophomore year. No,
It was junior year, but yeah, carry on.
junior year? No,
It
because I
was
thought
the
it
very
was.
beginning. Like
Oh my God,
summer.
was it? No, that.
Yeah, because
Oh,
it was summer.
summer. Yeah, because I
Yeah, it
knew it
was
was like
summer.
proper COVID times when we were
It
fucking
was,
insane.
yeah, it was summer and a little bit into junior year.
Yeah, I
But
know that Joe's
anyways.
school's a theater. But yeah. Yeah, shout out to that because he keeps asking me questions and being like, "Hey, what did you mean by this?" And I'm like, "I cannot remember a single thing I said during COVID.
Oh
I'm
my
sorry."
God. Yeah, no, I haven't gone back and listened to those episodes. Not really.
Me either.
But yeah, anyway, well, we've been back for, I guess, in 2 weeks, we've been back for 6 months. Like, DSS has been back for 6 months. I think
Go DSS.
once a month is what has been keeping it going. I'm thankful for DSS.
Me too.
I
I
keep one of my highlights of the month, even when it's my turn to edit.
in a more serious, no, not that that wasn't serious, but I'm thankful for this time to actually be able to like catch up with you and spend time like having a serious conversation, like reflecting on things and have like an hour reserved for us to have a conversation where it we don't get distracted by other people or
Oh,
like other things.
I thought you were just about to leave it to we don't get distracted, because honey.
Oh no, we get distracted. Neither of us can stay on a point for more than 3 seconds, but
Yeah.
like it's still just the two of us talking, and it's like we get to share that with our other friends too
Exactly. And
who
I
listen.
feel like those tangents have meanings too, because the conversation is natural, and that's the whole point.
Yeah.
I am thankful for that as well, because it is one of my highlights of the month. No matter how serious or silly the theme is, I love doing this. I'm actually asking for like a real mic for my birthday or Christmas, so
That is so smart. I should do that too.
there's some decent ones on Amazon that aren't that expensive. Like the one on my wish list has a lot of good reviews and it's $30.
Nice. Send that to me, maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to talk too much about this, but I kind of want to start recording some songs. So I'm like, if I had a way to record things
Yeah.
in like a practice room or whatever, where I don't have to like go find a studio and book studio time and all that, I'm
Oh,
sure there's something on campus, but like that's too much effort.
you know what's crazy is my dad has recording equipment because for a while him and his band were like pretty set on recording a song, so they have solid recording equipment. Not that you are in college, so you couldn't regularly use it, but that's just a side note because it's something just weird.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the break that we have coming up. I'm heading home for Thanksgiving break on Sunday morning. And God, I miss my car. I keep thinking about that. And I'm like, yes, car, Sunday. Hell yeah.
So real,
No.
so real.
I also miss my family, that too.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta miss the family, but like, I mean, yeah, I'm thankful for my family. I'm so excited to like actually go see them. Mostly my extended family. If that's, I don't know if that's weird. It's like my parents, I call them, I hear from them fairly often. My brother, I saw yesterday. I'm probably not gonna edit this or get this out till the weekend, but I literally saw my brother Tuesday. So like,
Yeah, I saw my parents over
he was in DC
over
for.
a fall break, and we try to FaceTime every week. So, but I'm really I saw my grandparents over fall break too, but I'm excited to see my grandparents.
It's like I am yesterday when I was coming back to campus, there was this older lady on the metro, and she is every part the stereotypical Jewish grandmother, just her voice, the way she was talking. But you know, she asked, she's like, "Hey, can I possibly sit down?" And you know, me and Grace, of course, get up, make room for her to sit down, obviously. And then we're just sitting there and we're talking with her, and she's telling us stories from when she was younger and like what it was like being Jewish in college at the time and being a woman in college at the time, and how she ended up becoming a high school teacher. And it was really sweet, and it just kind of it made me miss my grandparents, because like you sit around with your grandparents and just listen to them talk, you're
It's
gonna hear
so
so
nice.
many great stories, and
Same,
I don't do that enough.
you know what's weird? Same thing with dads. Sometimes if you just let them talk, you will hear something wild that you just didn't know about your dad. Like, oh yeah, I used to be best friends with John Cena. And
I was gonna say Joe Rogan.
not Joe Rogan, not Joe Rogan. And
Me
wait.
with Joe
It's
Rogan.
like I used to be besties with John Cena and Joe Rogan. We were a bro squad. And they didn't tell you that until almost 19 years into your life. You just sit there like, what? My dad's not ex-besties with either of those men, but like it's a solid example. It's just something wild that eventually comes out.
Have a good scale of what's going to be the interesting story.
Oh yeah, they
It's
just
like,
drop it totally randomly.
my father, you know, will tell me a lot of stories from his job. He's done some high profile stuff with his job, not like consistently, but he's done some. He'll occasionally like mention one of the high profile cases he did like years ago, and I'm like, Dad, what?
Dad lore. I'm thankful for dad lore.
Me too. Okay. Again, back to a serious note. Thankful for my parents.
Yeah,
We're gonna go with that.
me too.
Like,
I'm thankful for
there
my
may
parents.
be ups and downs because we are teenagers, but
We are teenagers and we're also humans. Like all relationships have ups and downs.
You know, I'm really excited to go back and like hug my parents and hug my animals. Obviously thankful for my animals.
I
How
miss
many
my
times do you
doggy.
think we say thankful in this episode?
Oof, please don't go through and count when you're editing. I think you'll lose your mind.
I think I will. I'll be on a
Oh,
train.
I hope
Well,
you don't
man, this
reach
was
that level of
out.
boredom.
You'd be surprised. Last time I took a train ride, I reread Red, White, and Royal Blue.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
How long is the train ride?
That one was 2 hours.
Oh,
Two
okay, that's
hours
not
there,
that
2 hours
bad.
back.
That's not.
Yeah,
Oh,
so,
that's actually fast from DC.
DC to Richmond.
Oh, how long is it to home?
More like 4, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's not that bad. It's not great.
It passes quickly enough. I tend to fall asleep because I'll take Dramamine for it. So, easy enough.
Oh, something I'm thankful for. I don't hate any of my classes. None of them. I don't hate any of them. Like, obviously, there's some I like more than others, but I don't hate any of them.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I was gonna say I'm in the same boat. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. There's a couple classes that are grinding my gears right now.
Have you picked classes for next semester?
I have. Guess who has 8 a.m.s on
Oh,
3 days?
sorry, honey. I have one that goes to 6:15 though, a.m. No, at a.m. p.m. Ooh.
I can't do evening classes because of my job. I work in a theater, so I have to be done with enough time to be able to do a tech week. Otherwise, I am committing to missing classes, and I don't want to like have to miss classes for work it when I know like there's a good chance I'll get sick or something. Like, I want to be able to miss classes for unexpected reasons. I don't want to like run through them through tech week. So I evenings open, and then my normal work hours, the theater's just open from 9 to 5 on a given day, so I have to be able to like schedule around that. So I was making room for shifts as much as I could on my schedule.
Just to flex on you real quick, I am thankful that if my schedule for next semester stays intact, no 8 a.m.s. My whole freshman year, so therefore possibly my whole college career, because all upperclassmen get to pick before freshmen do, so I'll have a better shot at not getting any early ones. So I might, knock on wood, never have to have an 8 a.m. in college.
I believe in you, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens, because like so one of mine, 8 a.m.s, is called Writers in Fringe in Person. You read different authors' works, and then the authors come talk to you.
Oh, cool.
That's one that's taken by people of many a years, because that's just a cool class.
Uh-huh.
And so, even though, like, upperclassmen get to pick first, that one's offered only two different time blocks, because, you know, it's a hard enough class to bring authors in that frequently. So, you know, they gotta limit how many available spots there are on that one. So, the options were 8 a.m.
Yeah, there is one thing I'm worried about, and it's that a significant amount of the physics gen ed classes are at 8 a.m. on East Campus. So if I can find a way to wriggle around one of those, I will literally take any one of those possible gen eds that are not on East Campus and not at 8 a.m. Literally will try my very hardest to wriggle around that.
No, that's fair. I'm currently very annoyed. Sorry, I just went to text one of my friends my order for dinner tonight because we do dinner at her house every once in a while. Shout out to her if she feels like listening. It's really nice to get to go to an actual house and pet a dog and have dinner in a cozy area and not like in the dorm or dining hall.
I'm thankful for Duke dogs. I love Duke dogs. They're so nice. Because I go to JMU and we have dogs that they have people to just walk them around campus and let students pet them because it's good for stress relief. I love Duke dogs. It does help. It really does.
I'm sure. We don't have that here, sadly, but we do get to go bother one of my friend's dogs and cats, and her family's so nice, and it's a good time. It's also nice to get off campus a little bit.
Honestly, I'm not really sure how, like, working that job works, but if it's, like, a paid job, honestly, dream job. That would be so cool. You just get to walk around with a dog, let people pet it, have a dog.
Yeah.
I miss my dog.
That would be me too.
Which one?
I love both of my dogs equally.
You sound like a parent.
Daisy. It's Daisy.
Well,
although I would happily hug Tamale right now.
Tamale's very cute. Like, I know she's a crazy puppy, but...
Yeah, no, Tamale's just a lot of energy because she's a little baby.
Listen, Lando's a lot of energy, and he is well past his puppy years. Lando, that's my doggy, if you didn't know that. Lando, he will be in our backyard, and he'll locate, like, a lizard or a squirrel, or this works best for this story, a bee. He'll find a bee, and he'll just chase it back and forth through my backyard for, like, 20 minutes.
That's adorable.
It's so cute. And, like, if he sees another dog walking down the street, because you can see it from my backyard, he will run from one side where you can see to the other side where you can see, and he'll go back and forth. My mom and I count how many times he does it. I think his high score is, like, 12. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's mean, but, like, that's very cute.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see Pumpkin Spice Latte the Cat. Follow him on Instagram at PS Latte the Cat.
Puslat.
That is shameless plug. Go follow my cat on Instagram. He's adorable and he deserves it.
Get a cat.
I want to hug him because he will scream at me. That's the thing. Latte is a very vocal cat. I will pick him up and hug him and he will meow the whole time. He will not bite me most of the time. He will not claw me most of the time unless he's really miserable. He will just scream and it's adorable. Please know, because I feel like out of context, that's going to sound bad. I do not purposely put my cat in stressful situations. I do sometimes pet and pick up my cat But I also do not force him into situations where he is clearly uncomfortable and miserable. I do not mistreat my cat. Thank you.
Meow. I don't know why I did that.
Oh, yeah, what happened to your sound effects?
Oh, I can whip them out, keep talking. What's something else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful that we live in the day and age of air conditioning.
So real. So real. So yep. Real.
I think I would have a very big problem, because some neighborhoods in JMU for like on-campus housing don't have air conditioning, and I know that's really common, but like I'm so glad I have one that does have air conditioning all throughout.
Gonna go a little weird with this one. I'm thankful for my ability to have new experiences.
Oh, sorry,
I'm looking around my room right now, and I'm looking at, like, so my dorm room has, like, wisteria vines, like, my half of the room, wisteria vines everywhere, and then a big old crow sign, because, like, literally just a wooden sign with a crow on it, because it's adorable. And I'm just looking around this, and I'm looking at how far I've come, and, you know, I'm thankful for my roommate and my new friends and all of that, but I'm just, it's all new experiences. It all can be put under that category. Mm-hmm. Everything in college.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. Do you still, I know it's been 3 months, but do you still have those, like, whoa moments, like, I'm in college, I haven't seen my parents in, like, a month, like, I'm fully just kind of directing my life on my own, like, obviously not entirely alone, but.
Yeah. Scary how easy it could be just to, like, because you are in control. It's, like, I'm not about to drop out of school, but it's, like, I could just drop out of school, get a job somewhere, and, like, literally just, you know, do whatever I wanted. Obviously, this is theoretical. I realize logistically I'd need, like, money to get a house and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing stopping me except my own will and financial situation.
And honestly, that's something that is easy to go over your head. But isn't that something to kind of be a little bit proud of yourself for?
Yeah.
You have all this prerogative, but you don't abuse it, at least not thus far.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good thing to give yourself a pat on the back for. Oh, I sound like an elementary school teacher. I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay. I gave myself a condescending pat on the head.
Thanks.
It hurt because I'm wearing rings today. Trying to think of what else. Music. I'm going to go with I'm thankful for music.
Uh-huh.
I apologize if you can hear my chair creaking.
I can't.
I'm thankful for music. I've been writing a lot of songs. It's been helping me process some difficult things in my life lately. I've been listening to music, it gets me through the day, it helps me regulate my moods, for lack of better term, you know.
On that note, carry on.
I know what music's gonna calm me down, what's gonna amp me up, what's gonna, like, distract me when I'm panicking. Like, it's, music is good, and I'm thankful it exists.
I, on that note, am very thankful for podcasts. Oh, and also sound effects.
What was that?
The sound effects is called Funny Crunch and Surprise Sumo Wrestler. Here, I'll do it again.
That is so strange and unnecessary. Why do you have this?
Because it's so funny. Well, and there's the iconic. Oh no, I mean, starting again. I put it on loop by accident. Okay, back to podcasts. Sorry.
That's just our background music.
We'd have eye twitches by the end of it. And we'll log off and not be able to say anything other than wah, 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 wah. Podcasts. Anyways, I'm thankful for not only my own podcast, but the 3 podcasts I regularly listen to. They are very interesting. One of them is just kind of a comfort object type thing for me, because I've listened to this podcast for over 4.5 years, basically consistently every week. And even if it hasn't been every week, I'm caught up. I've heard every single episode through the last 4.5 years. So at this point, I don't think I physically could stop listening if I wanted to.
No, that's fair.
And honestly, there are worse things to have as, like, something you need to just do. There are way worse things. Like, yeah, I have to set aside a little, like, an hour and a half to listen to this every week because I will feel incomplete if I don't.
I mean, that's fair. It's good to have, like, routines and stuff. That, mm-hmm. that brings joy.
This is very specific, but I am thankful that I am going to have a normal, well, no, but, like, a Spotify Wrapped that doesn't just have my sleep music on it this year. I get to have, like, a real Spotify Wrapped. It's going to be so embarrassing, but...
Do you not normally?
No, because I would sleep with music on.
Did you stop sleeping with music, or...?
Most of the time, I don't sleep with music. If I do, I put it on YouTube. Because I decided earlier this year, like, I want a normal Spotify Wrapped.
Okay, no, that's fair.
And it stopped tracking at this point, so I know I got one.
I believe in you. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not thankful for my Spotify Wrapped. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be so embarrassing.
No, mine's going to be embarrassing, too. I'm just happy that it's going to be an actual Spotify Wrapped.
I had a Will Wood phase. I'm telling you right now, top three artists, hopefully in this order, because if it's not, I will cry. It's going to be Crane Wives, Will Wood, Taylor Swift. I don't really care about the Will Wood versus Taylor Swift, but if Crane Wives aren't my top artist, I will actually just sob for a little while.
I know mine's going to be bad, but I am happy enough that I will have a normal one that doesn't matter. But, like, no one who's not super close to me is going to see mine. I'm not posting it in my story. It's going to be rough. I just know it. Yeah, I've listened to... Let's see. You know what song it's going to be. But...
Yeah.
Let's see. Just this year, I have listened to... I have Last FM, so I can look this up. Just this year, I have listened about 200 times.
That's a lot. That's
yeah. Listen, you're used to it. Literally every time we hang out, I listen to that song.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Listen, hey, if you like a song.
I am starting to rope you into it. I can tell.
It sometimes gets stuck in my head, and it's like when I was going to get my tattoo, I was purposely listening to like a collection of music that makes me think of my friends because I was anxious, and it made me sad that I didn't have friends with me. And so I was listening to music that made me think of my friends. That song makes me think of you, bestie.
Of course it does. What other song would you associate with me? A few times when I was younger, I put, like, polls on my story, like, what's a song to associate with me? The way that I know, if I did that now... Oh my god. I would only have one answer.
No, you'd have two. Dorothea.
Aww.
That was the other song for you.
Aw, those are very different.
Yeah, no, the playlist of, like, friend songs, yeah, so here's, okay, let me go ahead and do it, because I haven't said it yet. I am very thankful for my friends. Anyone who's met me knows that I rely so much on my friends, and love them so freaking much, trying not to drop the F word every other sentence this podcast episode.
Motherfucker.
Okay, fine. I love my friends so fucking much, and I miss them dearly, and it's really such a thing to me to have, like, that type of love in my life. Not that it isn't to everyone. I know everyone's thankful to their friends, but
yeah, it's on different levels to different people, like depending on your values, and I don't think any of those levels is wrong.
I just mean I'm like, I struggle to go one conversation without bringing up one of my friends.
Like, yeah, I know. It's Bechdel test friend edition. I'd fail. Like, okay, honestly, Bechdel test you edition, I would fail.
Same, because I found myself literally like I had, like, you know, I was, like, struggling, like, half asleep last night. I ran into one of my friends who was actively listening to the podcast when I ran into him.
Nice.
And, like, then we got to talking. And then I started just, like, rambling about you. And I'm like, I'm sorry for rambling. And he's like, no, dude, you're good. Glad to know the person I'm listening to. Cause,
Yeah, I'm very thankful for my friends, too. I'm also thankful that, not to toot my own horn, but I think that I add a vibe or an aspect to the vibes in a group of people that is kind of unique. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think you're right. I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. All I was going to say was with the friend thing. So everyone gets to see just how sentimental of a person I am. I have a playlist that I call Friend Songs. And it is entirely songs that make me think of different friends. So it includes songs like Tag Yourself, Dorothea, Hype. Sorry, not to say it.
It's okay. It's okay. I've embraced it at this point.
Dorothea, Hype, Northern Star by Dom Farah.
This is so wild.
Yeah.
Listening to
Runaway,
this playlist.
Runaway, Aurora, Mary on a Cross, Ghost.
Listening.
Market Day from Clockmaker's Daughter, Like Real People Do, Hozier.
Listening to this playlist on shuffle must be like getting slapped in the face like every 4 minutes. Just.
It is my favorite thing to make chaos playlists, like playlists that do kind of hurt to listen to a little bit, but especially this one because it makes me very happy.
One thing about me, I can't do that. Playlist chaos or cue chaos, I can't do it. I have to have like some sort of connect, like I can't go from a super fast song to a super slow song. It's unsatisfying to me.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Like, I wish I could do that. It would make making cues and making playlists much easier.
You know, I embrace the whiplash because, like, it's a little bit of chaos and it's fun.
Hype, shake that ass to the left. Yeah. Pop that.
No, because the fact that, like, Clockmaker's Daughter, though, is also on that, like, we got some good, there are some quite a few musical songs on that. Thank you to our one listener who I know is listening.
I am thankful for the fact that I believe most people who know me consider me a funny person. Because that's all I have, honey. It's my, like, front personality trait. At least if I were who I hope I am.
Yeah. No, I think that's an accurate assessment.
Mm.
I was just thinking, I feel like I don't really have anything like that to say I'm thankful for right now.
No worries. You can add vibes without it being something specific. And honestly, my vibes that I'm talking about sometimes bite me in the ass.
My general vibes is the planner of the group, but it also means that when I've found myself in a group that does not necessarily need a planner, I'm a little lost. If that makes sense. It's like, our like high school group, you know, a lot of my, you know, still closest friends are not the best at making plans, but if I was able to make the plans for them and everyone shows up, we're all good.
Oh yeah, girl, you're a backbone.
I don't have that as much here anymore. Like, that's no longer really a thing for me, so I'm kind of struggling to find my way a little bit right now. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't quite found where I fit in.
I am thankful for, and this is going to sound entirely different from the way I mean it, I'm thankful for Wikipedia. I do not mean it in terms of school. I mean it as it makes me so happy. It is instant boredom tool, and it's also sometimes kind of funny because someone will glance over to my phone and they're like, why are you looking at the leader of, I don't know, Argentina from 1934 to 470 what? I'm saying that because right now I'm looking at a random article about a Descartes treatise.
Happens to the best of us. when people talk about, like, you know, when people talk about, like, the human general, like, part of human nature is the love to learn and that school beats it out of you, this is what they mean. The random ass Wikipedia articles that you are on. Because you do love to learn. It's just school learning versus fun learning.
Have you ever witnessed me do that? Just be on a random Wikipedia article at a totally wrong time.
Bestie, we've been friends for 4 years.
So you have.
4 years? 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a little over four. But so you have seen that.
Of course I have. Anyone who's known you has seen you do that, Bestie. Love you. So much. No one else would send me a random ass screenshot of a Wikipedia article at 2 in the morning.
Did I do that?
I feel like you've done that.
Yeah, there was one that was like, it was the cast of Big Mouth, and it was so funny. Okay, if you guys can't tell, I have a little bit of ADHD. Okay, yeah, this is the one I'm pretty sure I sent you. This actor from Big Mouth, Nick Kroll, also voices Mila and Lott Janssen, the Statue of Liberty, a profane ladybug, Joe Walsh, the ghosts of Picasso and Richard Burton, Sylvester Stallone, a webcam girl, several tampons, Gina Zabuela, Bad Mitten, and Rabbi Poblart.
What a great resume. Imagine your boss asks you for a resume, right? You're at a job interview. You get asked for a resume, and that is what you hand them.
The Statue of Liberty, a profane ladybug, Sylvester Stallone, the ghost of Picasso, several tampons, badminton. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be a badminton.
That episode was so funny. Yeah, I love Wikipedia. Because it's just instant boredom killer for me. And I think that I would be absolutely crazy without Wikipedia. More so than I already am.
I'm thankful for good food and good memories. You know what? We're combining those. Those didn't need to be the same statement. Good food. I'm really excited for Thanksgiving food.
Carb, I am so tomato, done with cheese night.
Carb, tomato, cheese night, indeed.
Mm-hmm. That was one. Should we explain that, or is it straightforward enough?
I think that needs an explanation. We had a night where everyone had to bring a carb tomato cheese dish.
Yes. And, like, any dish that was based around, or even just included, carb tomato cheese.
So, like, I brought chili with, like, cheese and bread. Homemade bread, chili, cheese.
It was at my house, and I made grilled cheese and tomato soup, because fun fact about me, that's my favorite meal. Especially if there's goat cheese involved. Yeah, that was, I'm so hyped for Thanksgiving food, too. I love Thanksgiving food. You know what I don't understand? The hate of turkey. I love turkey.
I didn't realize there was turkey hate.
Yeah, so many people hate turkey, and I love turkey. It's so good.
I need to double check with the Friendsgiving group about that, because my mom texted me and she's like, I really want to make a turkey for your Friendsgiving. And I was like, I'm not going to stop you.
You know, our moms are besties now.
I know. Oh, I'm so hungry right now, too. We're going to Chick-fil-A for dinner. I'm so hungry.
Had Auntie Anne's for lunch, and it was so good.
I miss Auntie Anne's.
I'm thankful for Auntie Anne's. I'm thankful. Yes. That's something very relevant.
Oh, I also said good memories. I don't know. Sometimes you have a happy memory and then you think about it and you're all smiley. That's a good feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's like something that wasn't like a big deal. Like, yeah, prom is a good memory, but also when we played Cards Against Humanity with you, me, Yams about a year ago. Yeah. If you recall that exact night, you probably do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Like that's something little, but it's like, you know, just a good memory all around.
It is.
I'm thankful for my quote book or any quote book over the years.
So valid. Yeah. You ever need entertainment, ask someone for their quote book. I'm gonna be so real. Most of Gen Z has a quote book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites on here is me just saying I am a Greenland shark.
A what?
A Greenland shark.
What, pray tell, is a Greenland shark?
You don't know what a Greenland shark is? Good thing I already have Wikipedia up. They're a very rare type of shark. I don't even have it up yet. This is just what I know. They're a very rare type of shark that lives very long, and they live very deep underwater. So they haven't been sighted by humans a lot. They're pretty big. They could get to, like, 20, 25 feet long. I think they're cool.
Okay. I believe you.
But yeah, apparently I said I am a Greenland shark. Which, like, there were...
Well, because you are.
Yeah, exactly. What else? Ooh, Inuit legends.
All right, honey bunches, we're recording a podcast.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I'll just save this article. So, yeah, I love my quote book. I am very thankful for that. Because that also ties into, like, good memories thing. Because a lot of the time... You remember the exact context of the quote. And sometimes it's even funny if you don't. But if you do, it's like, you know, good vibes and you like it.
Yeah. It's the memory thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for books. Oh my god. Books, so good. So great. Love books.
I am happy for you, bestie.
I know you don't read.
I read Wikipedia. And I'm writing a book. And that book has been in progress for about a year now. So, yeah, it's a big part of my life. I haven't edited it in a long time. I should do that.
But yeah, I'm very thankful for that. It's been very good for me, and I'm super proud of it. And it's nowhere near done.
I, too, am writing a book, except it's for NaNoWriMo, and it's intriguing currently. And I had a plan where it was like 5 segments, and each segment was going to be about 10,000 words, because you know I do better at
segments.
I was going to show you short stories. Mm-hmm. I don't do well with long-form writing, but this first segment is going to probably be like half the book, and then I'm like, that's awkward for me, but then it could just be longer than 50,000 words.
Oh, girl. I thought the rule for NaNoWriMo was 40.
50.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, how's your dad doing on this project?
He's about currently 6,000 words ahead of me.
Oh. You can't knock that. You can catch up.
Yeah, I'm going to try to tomorrow because I really just don't have a ton of schoolwork right now. Everyone's winding down for Thanksgiving. I got through like a ton of projects earlier this week. You know, winding down for Thanksgiving, so I don't have a ton of schoolwork to do. And so tomorrow morning, I'm probably just going to go back to the cafe I was in and just see what I can knock out before I have to go to class.
Mm. My novel is like 57k right now-ish. And I still have a decent amount left to write in part two, even though I am more done with it than I thought I was. Like, I just looked at the word count when I was working on it the other day. And I was like, oh, I thought I was only a little into this, but apparently I'm 16,000 words in. Part one is only 17,000, and part three is maybe 23. So I'm like, oh shit, I gotta start wrapping this up.
No, that's how I feel about like this first segment. I'm like, I gotta find a way to wrap it up, and now I'm worried I'm wrapping it up too quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about so part much three. Development.
But also, it's like, it's not like this character's story is done. She's still going to be in the rest of the book. I just am not going to focus on her anymore. So it's also like, oh my god, wait, I just had a great idea. I can't explain it without explaining the whole thing, but ooh, that was a good idea. I need to write that down.
Oh, there's something I'm thankful for. Writer moments. I'm not going to call it the actual name I have for them, because it's funny, but I don't want to say it on here. But those moments where you know exactly what you're gonna do and it just hits you and you're like, whoa, it's like a wave of euphoria. Like, it hit me exactly how I'm going to end my novel. I'm very thankful for those moments because they do genuinely feel so good. Or when you sit back from something you wrote, like a paragraph or a page, and you sit back and you're like, damn, look at me. Like when you're really proud of something you wrote.
Yeah,
because that feels good.
It does. I am not super proud of what I wrote today, and it's making me sad, because it's like, I was writing it, and I was like, ooh, okay, this is cute, I'm vibing, and then I read it back, and I was like, damn, it was not a great feeling.
Well, to be honest, NaNoWriMo is more about being fast than, like, I feel like you'd be crazy to expect NaNoWriMo to be your best work.
Yeah. For me, it's kind of me trying to get myself back in the groove of writing, because you know what? I'm tired of everyone telling me, oh, you're going to give up reading and writing by the time you're done with college. I'm like, I certainly hope not.
Yeah, exactly, because if we're revisiting our writing episode, like, it's just something that's so good for you. I'm doing another poem a day project right now, shocker. And I've written some really good ones that, even though I'm not really writing in my novel, like, it's very good for me to not only get the emotions out, but also just, again, stretch my writing legs. And I do notice that when I get towards the end / finish one of these projects, I do a surge of writing in my novel. Like, that was just a trend I've noticed with February 1 and the September 1.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get, like, a surge of motivation to go back to writing my long-form play.
Oh.
Or more short plays, because it's like, now that the writer's strike is over, you know what's going to come back? Play competitions. Things you can submit plays to.
Wait, was I, like, not supposed to be writing for the last 6 months?
Unless you are a member of the union, no, you're fine.
Okay. Because, well, honestly, I was about to be like, I support the writer's union, but bitch, no. I'm writing for myself. There is nothing bad happening here. Isn't that what y'all kind of want? That was controversial, but you don't have to cut it. I'm right.
Yeah, no, that's fair, and that's the thing. It was about publishing. It wasn't about, like, writing for yourself.
Yeah, and, like, pay and stuff.
I'm betting there were probably a lot of writers who kept working because, you know, if you've ever read, like, some of Stephen King's comments on writing, I know King, but, like, he will talk about, like, how there's just an insatiable need to write. Like, he can't stop himself if he wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like that. It's not that you can't write, it's that you can't publish, you can't give it to the TV programs. That would be scabbing. And, like, you can't have, like, the pre-scripted stuff. That's where it came from. But a side effect of that was that they weren't exactly hosting play competitions for new writers to submit work.
Mm.
And the only one I found was called the Stage Right.
Ugh. Nothing that starts with a pun is a good idea. We always bring it back to writing.
Well, that's who we are.
Yeah. And it's also, like, when you're a writer, you have to grab motivation by the balls whenever it hits, because it's not going to be a forever thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet people even in the union didn't stop writing for fun during the strike.
Sorry, my headphones just died.
If it helps, if it makes you feel better, your audio quality is actually better now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Mine's probably not great then, by that logic. Whatever. We're not high tech.
Not yet. Let's hope we can get more high-tech.
Yeah, yeah, fingers crossed.
Get us viewers, get us sponsors. This is a threat.
Yes, it is. Because we're the best podcast in the world.
That's yeah, you're actually not going to find a better one.
Yeah, fuck you, Joe Rogan. Actually, I would say that even if we weren't the best podcast in the world. Fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, fuck you, Joe Rogan. But
I'm very thankful for really just any of these little things that just add to my life, like this podcast, you know, movies. I go to trivia every week.
We need to do trivia when you're back in town. When we're both back in town, we need to do trivia.
We can't on Tuesday.
Winter break. Winter break.
Yeah, we could do it over winter break. But they have it in the union, and we did really bad last night. But it's okay. It was fun. Honestly, doing bad and just, you know, chilling the whole time and giving funny answers to the ones that you don't know, we know a thing or two about that. It's more fun than doing really well and then losing it all during Final Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, remember the time we won?
Oh, that was a great feeling.
Oh my God, we just got up from our seats and, like, our jaws dropped.
Yeah, that was so good.
I'm thankful personally. For that specific memory.
Me too. I personally am thankful for the ability to be petty on the internet. I will not be elaborating verbally. Please check your messages once this ends.
Dale. I am thankful for my quick wit and zingers. Because that's sort of what I'm
thankful for. Hugs.
Hugs, yes, real hugs. I am thankful for the fact that my school's really fucking good at sports. Like, I've never been really a sports person, but I've been really enjoying it because my school is great. When your school is doing really well, it's kind of hard not to be. And also, school spirit in college is so fun.
That is. Not that my school has much, but that's life.
Oh, at JMU, we got it all.
I know.
They mean it by we bleed purple. At the start of every football game, there's, like, videos, you know, like, inspirational videos. And there's this one that they played about, like, why I'm thankful I chose JMU. And she said, I bled purple and I won the gold. Because that's our color. But also, it's so cheesy.
That is very cheesy.
Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for movies. I've been watching movies lately.
Pitch Perfect is on Netflix right now. Shameless plug on that one.
Oh, I own it. But I love Pitch Perfect. And also, I'm thankful the fact that I'm not one of those douchey movie snobs. Pitch Perfect's a fucking good movie.
That is... I'm trying to think. I feel like we gotta end on, like, a more serious one. I'm thankful for the life I've lived up to this point and the fact that I've done everything I have
not to be like cheesy with the no regrets kind of thing, because I do have regrets, but everything's led to new experiences and learning new things, and I'm thankful I've made it this far.
I'm thankful for that, and also I guess this is a similar sentiment, that I have fought like really hard through a lot of my life, and I'm like pretty damn happy right now. Like, that is something that I feel like I've not only earned, but like I'm really enjoying, because shocker, I enjoy being happy. Can you tell that I'm like doing well?
Yeah, genuinely, yes. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be it for today. Anything else?
Yeah, no, I think we're good. Honestly, this episode was very much a conversation.
It was. We really did not have much points. Be thankful. Enjoy the world around you.
Well, but you know I like those. I like the ones that are conversations. We were saying that me earlier. Too.
Challenge for all of our listeners. I want all of you to find at least one thing to be genuinely thankful for. I don't mean the thing where you were in elementary school and you had to say what you were thankful for and everyone said their pets, their family, their friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, find something to genuinely be very thankful for. There's so much good in the world if you take a look around.
Yes, that is a good idea and a great point, because if you just start to really acknowledge those things, life gets a lot better.
It really does.
Like, keep an eye out for those things and acknowledge them. Like, huh, this is nice. Life gets a lot better. Because not everything's going to be huge events.
It's not. But that doesn't mean it's not worth enjoying.
Mm-hmm. You can enjoy minor happiness. Because that's what most happiness comes from.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. I'm Lilia.
I'm Ellen. I've been Lilia.
Oh, sorry. I've been Lilia.
I've been Eleanor. Wait. Hold on. 1 second. 1 second.
Okay. Bye.